Yes, it is 6 hot weekends and I'm in my white hot jacket today. That's right. The Easter jacket has reappeared. During the 6 hot weekends, it's my hot white linen jacket. Hey, want to welcome you here to Celebration Church this morning. As many of you know, man, we launched actually a couple of new services here this weekend to free up some seats. And I just want to say that 8:30 traditional service, man, it was awesome. It was really, really good. And so I just want to encourage some of you, if that's kind of your flow, obviously that word traditional here, it's our kind of traditional service. And so, but it was really good and had a great crowd come out to check that out. And also, just want to let you know, going into back to school season here in a few weeks, Saturday night, man, come check us out on Saturday night. It's going to get really, really full in here at this, especially this service and the 11:30 when we hit back to school in 3 to 4 weeks. And so Saturday nights at 5 or at 6:30 or at 8 o'clock if you like late night service. And so I'm telling you what, if you wanted to, man, you could do about 24 hours of church here at Celebration, you know, and you, or you could go on that. You go to the traditional service and you go to the annex and get a cup of coffee and do service over there. Hello, everybody at the annex. And so I tell you what, we got a lot going on. All right, what am I talking about here? I'm going to talk about some good stuff today. Also, want to remind everyone, man, that big at the marriage event that we have dinner, entertainment, going to be talking about our marriage, one of our marriage essentials on August 10th. You saw the announcement for that. But especially, you'll be able to meet some married couple small group leaders in your area. So we really hope that several of you are able to get connected into a good couples small group this fall. So wonderful, wonderful. At this time, would you please help me welcome all of our campuses and the annex and our television audience? Let's just give them a big welcome and glad that you are tuning in to Celebration Church or wherever you're attending Celebration this morning. We're really glad that you're with us. We're in a series, we're calling it 6 Hot Weekends. And as we talked about last weekend and the next 5, these 6 weekends here in Jacksonville, these are the hottest weekends of the year, temperature-wise. How many of you would attest to that? It has been hot lately, big time. And so what we're doing is we're just getting in God's Word, and I'm hoping that God's going to give us something that also keeps us hot for Him over these next 6 weeks. How many of you know God wants you hot for Him? He wants you on fire for Him. He wants you passionate about Him. And so today I want to continue in that vein. I kind of want to do kind of a part 2 off of last week when we talked about Abraham, how he was directionally challenged in the sense of when God gave him direction, it was very challenging. And many times in our lives when God gives us direction, calls us to step out, it's very challenging. And it brings us difficulties and it ends up looking different than we expected. And then also this past Wednesday night at Wednesday night Bible study here, Chris Brooks, our South Campus pastor, talked from this verse here that I'm going to talk to you about today in Acts chapter 20. And he talked about markers in the will of God and just kind of signposts that you're following God's will. I kind of want to do kind of go off that as well here in Acts chapter 20. I'm going to begin reading in verse 22. It says, and now compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem. Paul, the Apostle Paul right now, man, he's been preaching all over the place. And he's like over 60 years old now. And he's about to go to Jerusalem. He's kind of getting to the latter stages of his ministry here. Something I love about the Apostle Paul, man, he is on fire for God. He is hot for God. He is hotter for God right now than he's ever been as we look at this story here. He's over 60 years old, man. He's going full force for God. He's committed to God. He's committed to the purposes of God. And he's talking about here that he knows God's will. In other words, the Spirit is compelling him that he knows that it is God's will for him to go to Jerusalem, that this is what God has for his life. And just like many of us, many of you, we don't know everything, but we know the revealed will of God for our lives through his word. God has given you a vision for your life. You need to understand that you have an assignment. You have a race that God's called you to finish. Listen, it's your assignment. It's not anybody else's assignment. It is your race and your race alone. And if you don't finish your race, nobody's going to finish it for you. Can I have a good amen? The Bible says that you are uniquely and or you are fearfully and wonderfully made. That word wonderfully there, it means unique. Your days, the Bible says that your days are marked out before God. God has all your days numbered. Your life is marked out before Him. He has an assignment for you. Many times we underestimate what God wants to do in our life. Listen, you're important to God. It's very important that you're here at Celebration Church. I want to let you know that God notices you. You have a call on your life. You have an assignment on your life. And it is important to God that you finish that assignment. You're not just one in a million or one person in, you know, a sea of all these people that come to church every weekend. Man, I want you to let you know this morning, today, listen, God is speaking to you. If you'll tune in to the Holy Spirit, you'll find, just like in this verse, that the Holy Spirit will compel. That word actually means impress. It means prompt. It means convict. You'll find that the Holy Spirit will take from His word and He will convict you. He will compel you. He will prompt you, get you in to God's will for your life. You're important to God. You matter to God. You have great things. There's greatness on the inside of you, but we'll never see the greatness that God has for us unless we go all out for Him. Can I have a good amen to that? Your best days are not behind you. Your best days are yet to come. Your best days are ahead of you. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made. Don't fall into the trap that you've, you know, you've had this stuff and you've had water under the bridge and you've made these mistakes and things like that. Your best days are yet to come. If you stay with God, if you stay the course, if you make a commitment to finish your assignment and to finish your race. So here's what he says. He says, okay, he says, now, I like that now. Talking about now, okay? Yesterday it was a different deal. Last year it was a different deal. He's talking about the here. He's talking about the now. God has something for you here. God has something for you now. He says, I'm going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may finish the race. He had a race. And complete the task the Lord Jesus has given who? Has given me. There's a task. There's an assignment on your life. Yes, you're a businessman. Yes, you're a single mom. Don't underestimate the great thing that God wants to do in your life in the context that you're living. Don't underestimate the things that God has for you. He says, I'm going to finish the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. I want to talk to you for a few minutes about being predictably unpredictable. Predictably unpredictable. About taking the known into the unknown. How many of you know the Holy Spirit is our comforter? So in that context, God wants us to be comfortable. Jesus wants to comfort you on the inside, but guess what? He wants you to be comfortably uncomfortable. He's called you to take the known into the unknown. He's called to take, there's some predictables in your life and some things that we need to be predictable in, but in that predictability, He's called you to go into the unpredictable. And it's in the unpredictable, it's in the unknown, it's in the uncomfortable seasons in our life. That's when we see great things happen, man. That's when we see God take us to the next level. That's when we realize and we come to know and trust in God and Him alone and not the things that we placed our trust in, not former securities, not former circumstances. So look what he says here. He says, the Apostle Paul is going to take the known into the unknown. He says, I know the will of God, that's the known, but I'm going to Jerusalem and I'm going into the unknown. I don't know what's going to happen to me there. But he does say this because he knows God. He knows what following God brings. He says, I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. You know, this is one of those scriptures. I hadn't seen this on too many bumper stickers lately. You know, I don't know what following God's going to bring me except that hardships await me. Just like we talked about last week with Abraham, look, if you're facing challenges, if you're facing difficulties, if you're facing obstacles and you're pursuing God, guess what? It is a good sign that you're on the right track with God. It's a good sign you're on the right track with God. Jesus has called us to overcome. And every great victory in life that God has for us, guess what? There's a great battle before that. And what God wants us to do, he wants us to take the known, his will, his love, his power, his forgiveness in our life. But he wants to know that he's called you to take that known into the unknown if you're following him. And there's some things that we need to be predictable in. There's some things that we need to understand and have knowns in. Let me give you those things here. First of all, we need to be predictable in what we believe. How many of you know that's a good thing? Jesus Christ says he's the same today, yesterday, and forever. God says, I'm the Lord, I change not. We need to be very predictable in what we believe. We believe that the Bible is the inerrant word of God, the authority of God. Can I have a good amen? We believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. We believe that a person is not saved by works, but he's saved by the grace of God, that God does not relate to you according to your performance. This is a trap. So many people fall in. They think that God's going to bless them according to how good or how bad they've been. That's not true. God blesses you because of what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago. He doesn't relate to you according to your performance. Because of what Jesus did, guess what? Because of what Jesus did, now God can remember your sins no more, the Bible says. And we understand that grace. It's the grace of God. It's the goodness of God in our life. That's how we're saved, and that's how we walk with God, and that's how we live in God. And so we need to understand what we believe. We need to be very predictable. Aren't you glad? I can assure you this. If you come to Celebration Church, you're not going to come in one weekend and find out we're believing something weird. You know, you're not going to come in, it's not going to be some fat, we're not going to swing to this kind of thing or this move or swing to that kind of thing or that kind of move. We're going to be very predictable in what we believe. We're going to be very predictable in being grounded in the Word of God. Can I have a good amen? We also need to be very predictable in the message of the gospel. In other words, it's Celebration Church, the message of the gospel, Jesus Christ. That's what we're about. We're about reaching people. That's why we have a huge team over in Cambodia right now, man, doing crusades, doing medical outreaches, building an orphanage, reaching people. Everything that we do, it's all about reaching people for Jesus Christ. That's a consistent message. We're not going to turn inward here. We're not going to turn into a social club here. Can I have a good amen? The message of the gospel, what we do and what we belong to, we're very predictable in that. And you need to have that predictability in your life, that that's what you're about. We're committed to the whole counsel of God. In other words, there's 52 weekends in the year. You're not going to hear 48 messages on money. You're not going to hear 48 messages on hell. Aren't you glad about that? But you are going to hear some messages on money, because money is very important to God. You are going to hear some messages on the eternal judgment or the afterlife, because that's very, very important. You're going to hear some messages on marriage and family. You're going to hear some messages out of the Old Testament, some messages out of the New Testament. Always, if it's from the Old Testament, as a New Testament perspective, you're going to understand the characters of the Bible and the basic doctrines of the Bible. In other words, we need to be predictable in presenting the message of the gospel and the whole counsel of God. Can I have a good amen? And in your life, you need to be predictable in these things. You need to be predictable. This is what the Bible talks about, being rooted, being grounded. I encourage you, if you're new, a new Christian, first of all, you get baptized this Wednesday. That's like kind of how, like when you get married, you put your wedding ring on. That's what water baptism is. God wants some of you to put your wedding ring on. You belong to him now. But also this fall, there's a great 12-week. We're kind of redoing our growth track. It's 12 weeks, really goes deep, really gets you rooted and grounded. Great thing for you to plug into. It's good to be predictable in your loyalty, your integrity. Loyalty, integrity, your commitment. How many of you know you need to be predictably reliable? You need to be predictably trustworthy. You need to be predictable in your commitment before God. You're not, you know, going all out for one, you know, you're just all out for God 1 minute, and then, you know, The next, no one knows where you are. Can't find you. You vanished off the face of the earth. We need to be predictable in these things, our vision for God and so forth. So these are the things we need to be predictable in. Look what the Apostle Paul says here in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. He says, "For this reason, I suffer these things." In other words, he's facing difficulties. These are why we face difficulties. You know why? Because we stand for truth. We stand for God. We believe in God. And this is, the Apostle Paul is saying this, and he says, "For this reason, I suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know," everybody say, "I know. I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep what I've committed to him until that day." The Apostle Paul says this, "I know." Everybody say, "I know." He said, "I believe." Say, "I believe." "I'm persuaded. I'm committed. I know. I believe. I'm persuaded. I'm committed." Very predictable in his life, Jesus Christ. He knows, he believes, he's persuaded, he's committed. We need these things, these knowns, these predictable factors in our life. However, in that predictability, there's also a degree of unpredictability. In other words, with these predictable factors, God wants to call us with these knowns into the unknowns. You know, I was last week, This great couple invited me and invited our entire staff over to their house. They have like this huge house on the beach in Ponte Vedra. And just let me say this. If you invite our staff over, we're not one of these staffs that'll be like, "Oh yeah, you know, thanks so much. Maybe we'll get there." We'll be like, "How much food you got?" If the Celebration staff comes over, we are coming over lock, stock, and barrel. If all your food will be eaten, that's just the way we are. We work hard, we play hard. So this family, they invite our staff over, and we have a couple of surfing instructors in our staff and in our leadership, Mike Hunter and John White. So we said, "Hey, let's all do surfing lessons. Let's learn how to surf." And so all the staff that was in town with kids, everybody, it's like 120 or 150 of us, show up at this house. Man, it was awesome. Showed up this house, and we all went out to the beach, and most of us that didn't know how to surf learned how to surf. Now, I know what you're thinking. Did I learn how to surf? Well, here's the deal. I didn't want the staff to feel bad and see me go out there and get up on the surfboard the very first time and hot dog and do all this stuff. So I chose to abstain. And so I didn't learn how to surf, but my boy Stovey did, and Kaylin, one of my girls, and a lot of the staff kids and a lot of the staff, they were out there surfing. And so I was just kind of watching everybody. It was awesome, and everybody was learning. Everybody was getting up. It was a great day to surf, except for the lightning. It was just awesome. Except for several near-death experiences with lightning. I mean, it was the perfect day to surf, I'm telling you. But I was watching everybody surfing. Everyone was getting up and doing great, except Tark Stewart. But that's a whole nother story. And I was, but I saw where everybody would go. They would all go to this certain area where it was very predictable that you would catch a wave. You know, if you've ever surfed, or obviously just common knowledge of the ocean, you know, those waves, they come in intervals. They're very predictable. And you can find the area where they're starting to break. You know, as a surfer, you get just behind that. So they would all go to this very predictable area of where the waves would break. And then the waves would be very predictable in the sense it was just one after the other. However, to catch the wave that you really need, that's going to give you that ride on the surfboard, it's very unpredictable. In other words, you've got to get the predictability. You get in the zone of the predictable, and then you position yourself to ride the unpredictable. And that's the same thing about as we follow God. We have all the predictables, our faith in Jesus Christ, and we're committed to God, and we serve, and we get connected, and we're faithful to church, and we have a personal devotion with God. We get all the predictables in there, the knowns. But see, if we're gonna get into the unknown, we've gotta be willing to get in that predictable zone and then let God take us to the next level with the unpredictable. And this is exactly what God does. See, it's like we were talking about with Peter last week. Too many of us, we have these ships. I call them security ships. And it's just like, this is how we want life to be, and this is our expectations, and this is what we're safe in, and this is what we're comfortable in. But you don't understand that God wants to do a new thing in your life. And until you get out of the known and into the unknown, God can't do the new thing in the old way. This is what Jesus was talking about when he called Peter out of the boat. And some of you in your life, guess what? You had a security ship, and guess what? That ship's gone. It's sunk. The plug was pulled, and you think it's the enemy, but I'm telling you, it might be God. Because there's several things that God wants to do in our life that require us being willing to go into the unpredictable. Let me give you a few of these things here. First of all, our methods. Yes, Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. But guess what? God also says that he wants to do a new thing in your life. And we will never see the new thing done in our lives. And I'm talking about methods. I'm talking about circumstances. I'm talking about situations. I'm talking about seasons of life. I'm talking about willing to do new things. I'm talking about stepping out and believing God. I'm talking about when you get that phone call that changes everything. I'm talking about when that career change happens that was unexpected. When that security ship that you had, when it goes down, understand, don't be upset. Don't be fearful. Know that God is in control no matter what. And this might be just the thing that God's going to use to really take you to the next level in him. Think about Moses. Moses, every time there's greatness ahead, there's always a battle before. Moses didn't become great on the backside, or he had greatness formed on the inside of him on the backside of the desert, but there had to be a battle with Pharaoh. Think about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Think about David. Think about David with Goliath. In other words, the new thing God wanted to do in David's life, it wasn't going to happen as long as David stayed safe and secure. Yes, he had been anointed by the prophet. He'd killed a couple of animals and that kind of thing. David was kind of safe and secure as a farm boy. It wasn't going to happen there. The wave that God wanted David to catch, guess where it was? It wasn't in the known. It wasn't in the secure. It was out there on the battlefield with Goliath. Whew. Whew. Facing the unknown. And you know, if you think about this, yes, David is facing Goliath, and we see what the Bible says. He's out of his comfort zone. Everyone's watching. He's facing a giant. He's doing the slingshot, and Goliath's like, man, I'm about to take you out. And David says, hey, God's about to take you out. But I guarantee you know what David was thinking as he was doing that slingshot? Whew, whew. He was thinking, aren't you God? That's what David was saying. When David was seeing that big, huge, giant man, he was doing that slingshot. He's like, man, the Lord's going to get you this day. I don't come to you I come to you in the name of the Lord. Right, God? Please, God. God, help! Isn't that what we think on the inside? David was a man just like us. I guarantee you when he was in the unknown out there, never been in a battle, never been in the army. He's out in the unknown, but that's the very thing that God had to get him into for him to catch the wave of destiny that God had for his life. We've got to be willing to get out there. Spontaneous, innovation, creativity, all these things come when we're in the unpredictable. You know why? Because when God sinks your security ship, guess what? Then many times we have to like think. You ever thought about that? It's like you have everything. When that's gone, all of a sudden we find out what we put our trust in. Oh, so many times we say, God, we trust in you. But what happens when those comfort zones go away, when those security ships get sunk in our life? All of a sudden we find out who we really trust or what we've been really trusting in. It's in those times where we're forced to believe again. See, there's a new thing God wants to do in your life, but almost every time the new wine that God wants to put in, you can't contain it in the old wineskins. God's got to pull the plug out of your boat. He's got to take you out what's been comfortable, get you into the uncomfortable. God's got to rattle our cage, man. Is anybody hearing what I'm talking about? I don't know about you, but God has a way of rattling my cage. And he gets in there, and we thought things were going to look like this, and we had these expectations, and we had this whole system of life that we have. And God gets in there, man, and he rouses it up, and he's like, man, it's time to get out the boat. You thought it was about this. That was a season, but I've got bigger and better things. But you're not going to see those things. I got a big wave for you to catch. You need to be in the predictable to catch it. But you're going to have to be willing to take the predictable out into the unpredictable. And that's where you're going to see the greatest blessings in your life. Can I have a good amen? Newness, daring to be different. You know, all these different types of things. I was thinking about when Carrie and I, when we came to Jacksonville. You know, when we came to Jacksonville to plant Celebration Church, your church, we had there were no guarantees. We didn't know anyone here. All we knew, I'm into football really big. So at that time, the Jaguars were winning. So I at least thought if the church didn't work out, at least I had an NFL team to root for that was winning where I could drown my sorrows. Do you know what I'm saying? But when we moved over here, we had nothing. We had no guarantees. We didn't know. It was like this thing. We're following God's will. We have no idea how it's going to work out. We know that there's going to be a lot of hardships. And in your life, you're like, well, yeah, you're a pastor and Apostle Paul's spiritual. No, listen, this happens in everyone's race. You have a race, and in your own way, in your arena of influence, in your business, your family, and everything else, you'll have these seasons where God calls you. And man, there's security over here, but you know that the blessings over here. I want you to think about the alternative of not following God. You know, it's amazing how I need to finish that story on the church plant. You know, so it all worked out. But I remember at the gym, I'll tell you this, when we first started in the gym over 8 years ago, dude, I mean, Carrie sang. She's a good singer, but I played the keyboard. Guess when I learned how to play the keyboard? 1 month before the service started. And they gave me this keyboard that it had A, B, C, D, and I would do. That's why we got so good at reaching unsaved, unchurched people, because I'm telling you, if you had any church experience, when you came in the gym, the music was so bad, you were out of there, friend. You were gone, man. I'm out of here. This music is horrible. And maybe our music, I mean, Carrie sang good, but she didn't have a lot of help. But you know what? I'll tell you this. Maybe the music was, you know, not all there, and it was in a gym and a locker room, and it smelled and all this kind of stuff. I'll tell you what, God was there. And at the end of the day, that's what we need. We need God. We need to follow God wherever he takes us. If God's there, that's the best place you can be. If God's there, that's the safest place you can be. It's not about trusting in our stuff. You know, it's amazing how, depending on what kind of college plan you're on, you know, some of you the 4-year, some of you the 12-year, you know, whatever your particular college plan is. But isn't it amazing how we spend 40, 50 years of our life preparing for what, a 10 to 15 year retirement? How about are we preparing for the next 1,000 years? How about the next 1,000,000 years? How about the next 1,000,000,000 years? And then after that, it'll be as only one day. I'm talking about eternity. Do you realize what we do in this life prepares us for all eternity? You know, I wonder You know, I don't like to say if Jesus was coming back tonight, because then I just think we'd stay in church all day and, you know, repent to everybody and, you know, whatever like that. But if we were really living like Jesus could come back at any time, if we were really living like we were about to face eternity, think about that. What kind of changes would you make? Are you preparing for the next trillion years? What we do, how we believe, obey, man, step into the unknown. Can I have a good amen? God's got awesome things for your life. Know this, that there's going to be seasons where those comforts go away, where those securities go away. And it's in those times that the test comes. And God's like, okay, I need you to step out. I need you to radically obey. I need you to follow me into this area. God's got a way for you, but you've got to be willing to take the known into the unknown. Jesus loves you. Jesus forgives you. Jesus has great things for you. You know the alternative of not following God. I promise you, if you miss out on God's will, you're surely not going to have any peace in that realm. Take the known of Jesus Christ and be willing to follow God into the unknown. Take the comfort of the Holy Spirit and be willing to follow God in the uncomfortable. Take the predictables, the promises, the securities of God's word, and be willing to follow God into the insecure and in the unpredictable. Let's pray. Father, we love you.
Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Our prayer is that it will help you to live a God-first life. For more information about Celebration Church and other available resources, please visit our website at www.celebration.org.